Scott, we've asked you a lot about your inside guys, and you know, I think it's because we're all curious to see if you have enough to actually play Clay outside, like Mike talked about. What do you think of, what do you know now about that group that maybe you didn't know the last time we talked to you a couple weeks ago?
Well, after one game, wish we'd have had the first one in, really. Wish we didn't get canceled there and even have more under our belts. But I like the way they stepped up and competed as a group in the first game there this past week. We'll keep evaluating and see where we're going to be. But from top to bottom, I think they took the challenge and stepped up and really competed hard. They know the deal, how it's going to work out. They know the numbers game in the room. They know there's other people that that have played the position before on the team. And it's not just going to come down to within that group. It's going to come down to other position groups on the team. It's going to come down to special teams. So, I mean, they know the situation that they better show up to compete every day. And I think they did that in the first game.
You know, when I watch practice, it's easy, at least somewhat easy for me to figure out who made the splash plays. And I feel like Carl Bradford's made a bunch, not just this year, but in past preseasons as well, or past training camps, but obviously it hasn't worked out for him. Mm-hmm. So what was separating Carl from
Bradford? I think he's really stepped up and taken the challenge. You know, when it goes back to the losing weight, changing his habits, changing his routine, changing his mindset of how he's approaching everything, He's had an approach where he's going to figure it out. He's going to know at this camp. He's going to know what he's doing and the guys around him. And that's really been able to bring out some confidence in him, the ability for him to play fast and be explosive and use those things we've talked about. We've seen at times before, but I would definitely say this past game, he put it together snap after snap, which is really the challenge for him. You see those plays every now and then in the past preseasons, and then there might be a play or two where he's lost, you know. But this past game, he stepped up and he made those plays across the board, and he did a good job when he was in there. But like I've told him, he's got to take that day to day now. He's got to show up every day with that mindset and compete the way he did this past week.
Hey, Scotty, with Jake missing time with his hamstring and Martinez being a rookie, et cetera, did you really view this as completely wide open? Because when I look at Sam, he's the guy who's been here, but he hasn't played a ton of football for you guys either. I guess, just what's your mentality with those two inside spots, right?
Like you said, we're competing every day for it. We've had different guys in there and we've rolled them, but I think they understand that they got to get in there and they got to be impactful and they got to show us what they can do, not only in games but in practices. So as we get down to the wire and reps get tighter, we're going to have to narrow it down where those reps are going to, who they're going to. And as guys get healthy and come back, Sam's back into the mix. Hopefully we can get Jake back, and they're going to have to make the most of their reps because, like you said, it's wide open. They understand that they need to compete to go win a job.
When Jake does get back, how do you handle that? I mean, I realize there's three games left, but you're running out of practices too. I mean, how do you divvy up the rotation there?
You know what? We'll see when we get back. He's coming along. We'll see how Sam gets back in there, how we can use him. They have a plan for him. So when they say we can use him, we will. And the same thing with Jake. As soon as he gets back in there, I feel good, like I said before, of really those two guys, the two guys that are in there interchangeable position-wise, working with whoever, they got to be ready to do that. We have no said rotation right now, so we'll work them in there. And try to keep the reps as even as we can so they can compete.
Have you seen enough of Barrington coverage to tell whether the lost weight has helped him at all or whether it's changed him at all?
Hard to tell yet. Hard to tell. We're still working him back into a lot of situations. He's shown me that he can do it in the past, but it's been a full calendar year, you know, since he's done it, coming off an injury. So those things will help him. He understands his ability, and he's got it done in the past, but we'll continue to look at him there as he gets back on the field a little bit more.
What did you think of Blake's debut? Did you learn anything that you can't really see in the practice field?
You know what? I wish he'd have got more reps, to tell you the truth. Looking back at it, it's just the way it worked out. And really, I was happy with it. I was pleased in a lot of ways. And you're always pushing him to see more, too. I mean, in 11 reps there that he had, he did a good job of controlling the defense. He went in there and made the calls. A lot of poise doing that. And he showed some ability at times to go make a play. We just, like I told him, every snap is going to be information, good or bad. You got to take it. He understands that. If it's good, you build on your success and your confidence. If it's bad, you know what, you learn from it and you move on. And that's in a spot he is right now, that all that experience, he needs to keep moving forward and getting better every day with it.